Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, I want to talk about being qualified. Being qualified, what does that really mean? I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine last week, and she's starting a new blog, and she had some hesitation about her presence and creating her presence in this whole fashion style world industry that she has been working in, but hasn't quite been in the blog space. And I was just having a conversation with her about what she needs to do, her next steps, and we came to the conclusion that there was a slight block there because she was afraid to share content with people, and I think a part of her fear was about her qualifications, about whether she was qualified or not to speak in this space. Now, she knows she's qualified on paper. She knows the jobs that she's had. But when it comes to this space, this blogging space, this is a new space for her. So a part of her felt like she wasn't qualified, secretly, I think. And so we were talking about that and sort of discussing that issue. And I was just giving her some positive encouragement and reinforcement and letting her know that it doesn't really matter what people think and how qualified they think you are. It's about what you show them. It's about what you prove. Because at this point, there's so many people out there that are doing things that they would not have been able to do, let's say, 10 years ago. Mainly due to the fact that the internet has created a wonderful platform for so many people to venture out and explore and try new things and try new careers and try new paths that once would have been unattainable for them. So I'm an author, and I was a publicist before who decided to go after her dream of being an author, and I made that transition. But I didn't even make that transition thinking, oh, I'm going to be the next great author. No, it was just something that I wanted to do, and I felt like I needed to push myself and go out there and just do it. We only have this one life to live, so we have to make it great. Success depends on that second letter in that word. It's you. It's all up to you and what you want to do with it. So don't wait around for someone else to validate you and your qualifications and your skill and your talent level. You know what your qualifications are. You know what your skills are. You know what your talent level is. It's up to you to go out there and show the rest of the world what you do, how you do it, and what you bring to the table. And let them gravitate to the great energy that you put out. That's all you can do.
If you've enjoyed this episode or found value in this episode or any previous episode for that matter, I have a challenge for you. It's about taking action, and we all know how I feel about action and taking action. We can't just be observers all the time. We have to be the action takers and the makers as well. So my challenge to you is to do one of two things. The first is to share this podcast with 3 friends within an hour. Quick, move, within an hour. If you know of 3 people that can benefit from hearing something you've heard on this podcast, then share. It's simple. And the other option is to pop over to iTunes and leave your girl a review. Just a quick line or two with your true feelings. So many of you email or message me and DM me, but we need the world to know about how you feel about this show if we want this conversation to continue and grow and incorporate some of your faves. So I appreciate you and thank you in advance for taking action. And until next time, keep killing it.